Yesterday we had a chance to think about what seems like a detail, but at the same time that it is an important detail, it also fills in very, very important klalim in the world of Hilchos Yichud. We saw that the Gemara talks on top of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. Malka Yichud in Osra Yichud, and Malka Tova Shmua. That Gemara had raised, number one, a recognition that Yichud is independent Isser, and a recognition that Yichud is independent Isser predicated on the possibility of Zeros, looking forward, Lichatchila, in the literal sense, in advance, Yichud is Osser because of the concern, the chashash, the possibility that Zeros might occur. The diavad, once it's over, we say you violated yichud. We don't presume that znus properly occurred, and that's why ein osher al yichud. But the znus, the yichud itself, was in and of itself an isser, which calls for an onish. And then we had a chance also. The Gemara raised the issue of propriety. Lo tova shmua. Said that in orthodox situation, the mutter has to both not be yichud and not be mechura davar. I was over last night that conversation with a young man just a couple of years older than you. We were trying to work out exactly how you magdir that and how to set oneself up for success and avoid not only yichud but avoid anything that would not have a mishmek. That we will tov hashmua. And then the Gemara goes. And then the Gemara also raised the issue of paternity. Take a look, a lot of these issues come together in Se'ir Beis and the Shulchan Aruch. The Beis opens with what we already spoken about. So the Aleph mentioned the Isser Yichud Arayos, Isser Yichud Daraisa, and then as the Gemara of Oduzara goes on, Lamadala Beis goes on to say that there were very, very, very ancient Gezeris Rabbanon that expanded the scope of Yichud beyond Arayos. Davru Beis Dino made a Isur of Yichud Penuya, even if the woman in question is not a relative, not an Eishes Isha, not a Nida, there's still Isur Yichud between any man and any Jewish man, any Jewish woman, unless you have one that has taken place. And then during the period of Baisheni, Shan Vehillel made a Gzeira against Yichud Kusas. Yichud, that's this fix for the censor, that's Yichud Nachas, or Yichud Blayah. Even between a Jewish man and a non-Jewish woman, let's say, also an ancient Isra Baran of Yichud. Nimsa, says the Shulchan Aruch, says Beis, call him Yisachedim, Isha Sha'asur Yisachedim. If I have Yichud with a woman with whom I may not have Yichud, in a situation where none of the Hetayim apply, she's not my sister, she's not my mother, it's not, we'll get to the other din of a Pesach Pasuach and Baal Be'er. If there's no Heter Yichud, Ben Yisraelus, Ben Kusis, whether the woman in question is Jewish or not, Makina Shnei Makas Mardus. That's a punishable offense in an era during which Bezin is authorized to give corporal punishments, so he would give Makas Mardus, obviously only to Jews, not to non-Jews. Bezin is not authorized to give Malkas to non-Jews. Ha'ish v'ha'isha, both consensually participated in the yichud, and then both committed the offense of yichud, and both received the punishment. Then, and then Shofar and Machrizan Lehem, that's based on the Rambam's understanding. We mentioned yesterday, Rashi says that he was that the Amora who was Machriz was the only Machriz by an Eishes Ish. Rambam understands it was everyone. And let us wrap up with Rama. This is an interesting question. We only give the Malkus Mardus if we know independently that there had been a Yichud. There were Eidim. The same as there is for any halachic crime. He ain't a menas halach. If a woman files a complaint against a man that he was misyachedus with misyachedus with her, obviously she was not interested, we won't give Malkus. If you ain't echad ain't neman, takes us back to Maseches Gittin. You need criminal law, and halacha requires two Eidim. However, the Ramah clarifies, we do take women's complaints seriously. We won't give. Number, we would investigate and seek witnesses and see if indeed this guy will violate yichud, we would give him makas maris. But beyond that, mikamakam b'makam shenira lebeidin de'ika lemechash le'isura tzarech le'hafrisha. Ramah says, even if we don't have sufficient testimony to give a formal onesh of makas maris for the chad, but if a woman files a complaint, the basin looks into it, and it seems reasonable to Basin that there may be substance what she's saying, we will file what we would call a restraining order. And we would make an injunction, Basin would tell this fellow, Tzarev Lafrishin means, we suspect that something's going on, we can't prove it, we don't know for sure, so we're not going to punish you on the past, but we will do what we need to do to protect this woman, and Basin will say, you can't be within X number of feet, whatever it is, you have a restraining order, you have to give her a space. The basin will ensure that this woman is protected. There's more to say about this, and we'll continue next time. Yeah.